Speaking to Bryony Guthrie.
Yes, hi Zanelli, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Right. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Bryony Guthrie.
Perfectly. Perfectly, yes.
Oh, great. Okay. No, that's wonderful. Okay. We'll just go right ahead with the interview. Are you ready?
Sure. Yes, we can start.
All right then. Okay, as we are discussing the upcoming BRICS meeting that will be taking place in Brazil, so just looking at the 10 years of development of this forum, what are your evaluations of this cooperation between BRICS countries, and what are some of the challenges that these countries are facing right now, would you say?
Well, I'd say overall the cooperation has been significant. The group has managed to restructure the global economic governance built on the Bretton Woods institutions. It's increased the share of voting rights for emerging markets at the IMF and the World Bank. And importantly, it's opened its own alternative to those institutions in the form of the New Development Bank, which is a unique multilateral development bank. It allows equal voting rights, and it's got a core focus on sustainable investment rather than poverty alleviation. So I would say that those on its own in 10 years is an amazing thing to have achieved, a significant thing to have achieved. The engagement amongst the group allows for opening doors to things like the Russia-Africa summit that recently happened. It allows for intra-group investment to grow. I would say that it does have challenges. The group is extremely diverse. They have different political systems, different economic systems, different purchasing power and real economic power on the global scale. So it's always going to be important for them to look for ways to find cooperation through that. But I think they have shown that they have significant power already to make big changes on areas where they can agree.
Right. And the theme of the upcoming meeting is building an innovative future for economic growth. And the main topics include strengthening cooperation in science and technical innovation, and also promoting digital economic cooperation. What's the strength and potential of BRICS countries in these fields?
Well, I think that theme is a perfect choice for this year. All of the five countries have looked at technology as a way to leapfrog stages of economic development and to go around traditional ways of service delivery as governments. So China is well known for its adoption of technology to facilitate payments and to drive social credit. India has overtaken China in fintech venture capital. Both India and China are known for their health, science and technology advances, with China pioneering precision medicine. And then you've got a huge population represented in these countries of unbanked people. So these are people who do not have the paperwork that allows them to get a formal bank account. And you can imagine how that stops them from being able to develop their little businesses, go to school, do any kind of personal or small business development. So there's technologies in India called Paytm that is allowing for the unbanked to make payments. There's a company in South Africa called Paycode that allows people in rural areas to make real-time offline payments with a biometric card.